Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today, and as Jim mentioned, especially on the last day of the conference, it's always good to have some people in attendance. I appreciate your being here. I'm going to give you some a report on some work that we began a few years ago looking at variation for some abiotic stress resistance or tolerance in carrot. Let me begin that presentation. Before I do that, maybe let me point out the authors. The senior authors are grad students, and the latter authors are some colleagues of mine in Bangladesh and Pakistan, where we've had some ongoing research evaluating abiotic stress primarily in the field there. And as they were doing the abiotic stress in the field work, we were doing some more lab and greenhouse work in Madison. A very quick background on carrot genetics and germplasm before we go into the abiotic stress story. Carrot's a diploid outcrossing insect pollinated crop. There's about 1,400 available accessions of carrot in the PI collection. Thanks much to Kathy Reitzman for keeping us stocked with seed. About half of the accessions are cultivated carrots, open pollinated from all continents except Antarctica. And the remainder are wild carrots, also from all continents except Antarctica. So there's carrots, all wild carrot and cultivated carrot all over the world, some places more than others. Now, I just mentioned in passing, the genome was sequenced in 2016, which will be where we're going to be going next with this research. And if you're not familiar with wild carrot in the upper Midwest and much of the East Coast and parts of the West, you're going to see wild carrot as Queen Anne's lace in the ditches and roadsides throughout the U.S., throughout much of Europe, Asia, South America, and Every continent there's wild carrot. So to start with the statement of the obvious, it's maybe a good place to start. The combination of a growing global population and a world with changing climate will challenge agriculture. I think we can agree on that point. And the questions for us as these changes occur, what kind of pests and diseases will we encounter, and what kind of climate change might happen? In the case of carrot, we have a cool season crop, and the question may be, how is this cool season crop going to behave in warmer, drier climates with more saline soils? So if we look at where wild carrot occurs on the left side of this slide, this is a picture where Barb Hellier and I were collecting carrot and garlic germplasm in rural Uzbekistan, and if there's enough water around, there's wild carrots there, and there was some in this area, although not a lot, but there was some near the wetter spots. And then the lower slide is some wild carrot in a vacant lot near a village in Tunisia, and that whole area is just covered with wild carrot as a volunteer. So it gets along very well, even in these dry areas, if there's enough water for a little bit of the year to get it started. If you look at major production areas, there's significant abiotic stress underway there already. Bakersfield, California is the epicenter of U.S. carrot production, where the average daily temperature in July is about 30 C, and there typically is only about 10 days that exceed 40 C, but last year there were 60 days exceeding 38 C, or that's 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's gotten hot, and the carrot growers in the U.S. are noticing it. So the domestication history and current range of carrot production suggests that there may be diversity there to adapt to some of this heat stress, but we don't know that for sure, nor do we know a lot about drought or salinity. What kind of evidence is there for these abiotic stress in carrots? And the answer is not too much. There's some early work that did some evaluation of probably just a few carrot cultivars in this slide on the left, and you see carrot there in the lower right-hand corner, way down in the sensitive range, suggesting that in terms of salinity stress, this is salinity in a 1999 publication, that suggesting carrots are very salinity sensitive crop. There has been some work on evaluating diverse carrot germplasm for heat stress in a Brazilian lab's work where they evaluated a fair number of cultivated carrots and found some variation. And more recently, in this project that I mentioned earlier with my colleagues in Bangladesh and Pakistan, they've evaluated a subset of the germplasm I'll be talking about, and they did observe some significant variation, including some good tolerance for salinity, heat, and drought in Bangladesh and Pakistan. If we look at a couple of projects underway. One is funded by the Global Crop Diversity Trust. That's the one where the Bangladesh and Pakistan group is collaborating, where they've done some field work when we're doing some salinity and heat work in the lab. And we also have a SCRI project where we're also doing some drought and salinity work. So the work that we've done and that I'll be talking about today is recently completed and ongoing work, but mainly the completed work looking at salinity and heat only, not drought, at seedling germination and early seedling growth stage. And I'll focus primarily on seed germination evaluations in the lab. I'll mention the work in the greenhouse briefly toward the end. The work that we did in the lab involved 293 carrot accessions representing a broad range of diversity. We chose accessions with seed germination rates greater than 50%. Some of the PIs don't have particularly good germination. We stuck with those with greater than 50% germination. We selected cultivated and wild carrots from around the world just to represent that diversity. I'm not going to read through the geographic regions, but it's around the world. And since cultivated carrot occurs in a range of colors, we included a range of colors as well. We didn't necessarily expect there'd be any difference there, but we included it since that diversity is in the collection. So that's the germplasm we use for both the heat and the salinity evaluation. The methodology is very simple, evaluating the percent germination of seeds grown in the dark. We didn't do the evaluations in the dark and count them. We got them out to look at them, but the germination was done in the dark. And we evaluated 20 seeds each in 6 reps, evaluated germination over 18 days, and grew the seeds germinated the seeds on filter paper with water at 24C. For the salt stress work, we used the exact same methodology, except we replaced that water with 150 millimolar sodium chloride. For the heat stress, we grew the seeds from day one at 35C instead of at 24. In terms of measuring stress, there's a number of different parameters and that those of us that measure stress use, including absolute decrease and inhibition index, relative tolerance. The parameter I'll refer to is tolerance index, which is the percent germination of stress divided by percent germination of the control divided by the overall average of the whole collection squared, and that's what this tolerance index rate is, and this is based again on that 18 days of germinated carrot seed. So looking first at what the range of variation is for carrot seed on the control conditions, you can see that on both slides with the darker bars where we've got more than 50% germination, pretty much a normal curve, and that dotted line to the right is the average of that group. When looking at all the carrots that we evaluated on the left, that's the salinity evaluation, and you can see that yes, salinity certainly does inhibit germination of carrots, but they're not completely stopped by carrots. Not by salinity. Some carrots are relatively tolerant. If we look at the graph on the right, that's the range of variation with the heat tolerance, and again, you can see that there's some significant reduction in germination, but some are relatively tolerant. So that's the range of variation that we see overall for both the salinity stress and the heat stress relative to the control. So first talking more something about the variation that we found looking at the collection we evaluated for when they're grown under salinity stress during seed germination. We did find, as noted earlier, that there were some plant introductions that were very tolerant to salinity stress and some that were very sensitive. The top three here, first of all, in the left column under non-stress, you can see the germination is all about 90 to 98% germination. So germination rates are about the same on those 6 PIs, but you can see the germination under salinity stress of 150 molar sodium chloride really inhibited those bottom three, but not very much on the top three. I'm not going to go through the rest of the parameters, but just I'll be mainly talking about the STI for salinity tolerance index. As we go along, high values indicate more tolerance. So when we look at the question of is there variation amongst different global regions in terms of where we're getting cultivated carrots or wild carrots, the answer is yes, there's significant variation amongst global regions, where especially North African and East and South Asian carrots have quite a bit more salinity tolerance in cultivated carrots than do cultivated carrots from Europe and East Africa. Looking at wild carrots, interestingly, you see that those salt tolerant index values are much lower overall. The one region of the world where they're pretty high is from East Asia. So generally, wild carrots are quite salt sensitive. Looking at the question of are wild carrots generally more tolerant than cultivated, and the answer you could see from the previous slide is that, in fact, wild carrots are much more sensitive to salinity than are cultivated. There are exceptions, but the trend is very much towards sensitivity. In this collection of bars, on this graph, the red bars are wild carrots that were evaluated. The gray bars are the cultivated carrots. And you can see there is variation in both the cultivated and wild, but the skewed direction for the wild carrots is much more towards salinity sensitivity. So in summary, for the salinity, we found a wide range of tolerance. Cultivated carrots were generally more tolerant than wild. That East and Central Asian carrots, cultivated carrots, and East Asian wild carrots were generally more salt tolerant. I didn't point it out here, but red and purple carrots demonstrated some higher tolerance, but they were small sample size. And the heritability here for tolerance to salinity ranged depending on parameters between 0.87 and 0.93, so quite high heritability values. Moving next to the heat tolerance data during seed germination, we did some preliminary work we did for the salinity too, but looking at the question of why we choose 35C, this is what happens with a range of four cultivars of carrots grown at 24, 32.5, 35, 37.5, and 40 degrees. And you can see that at 35, you have a very strong discrimination between those that are more tolerant and those that are not. You go up to 37.5, and only Brasilia, which was a carrot known for its heat tolerance, is the only one that had any germination. So that's why we use 35. Like the salinity data, the wild carrot generally was more heat sensitive at germination than was cultivated carrot, which is contrary to maybe what we initially had expected. I won't talk about the inbreds, which was a small subset there, but just this general trend of wild versus cultivated. And again, when we look at the variation across the range of the materials selected, wild carrots are generally much more heat sensitive and at seed germination than our cultivated carrots. But again, there's quite a range of variation. The summary for the heat tolerance observations, that again, there's wide range of tolerance. Cultivated carrots are generally more tolerant than wild at germination for heat. East and Central Asian carrots, again, were more heat tolerant like they were for salinity. In this case, purple carrots were less heat tolerant, whereas they were more salt tolerant. Again, small sample might not mean much. And again, the heritability wasn't quite as high as with the salinity, but quite high heritability values for the heat tolerance index of 0.86. So overall, that's what the trends were. One thing I'll note is that there's a fairly good correlation between a plant introduction that has heat tolerance and one that has salt tolerance. There's a 0.69 correlation between those PIs with heat and salt tolerance. Also, I didn't mention it, and I won't say more about it for this presentation, but we are looking at heat and salt tolerance at seedling stage up to 60 days. We also looked in the field. There's not very good correlation there between what's happening during stages of development. In other words, carrots that are tolerant at germination may not be tolerant later on, and vice versa. So overall, there's a wide range of variation for salinity and heat tolerance in carrots at germination. So it's not uniformly salt intolerant. At germination, the tendency is for cultivated carrots to be more heat and salt tolerant, especially those from East Asia. But there's wide variation in both wild and cultivated. Heat-tolerant carrots tend to be salt-tolerant, vice versa. Heritability are pretty high. So there's pretty good prospects for future breeding on carrots. So what are the next steps? The usual suspects. We're completing the evaluation in the field and in the early seedling stages. We are moving on to some association biparental mapping because we've got molecular markers coming for all of these, some transcriptome work, candidate gene identification, and development of breeding pools. So we've got a pretty good start on breeding for salinity and heat and drought tolerance, and that's the seed germination part of that story. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. We have time for one question.
Yeah. I was wondering, you said parent was salinity tolerant?
Some PIs are. Some plant introductions are. I think it is. I would say it is. Yeah, yeah. We didn't really find any good association between where they came from, the incidence in the cultivated material that were in my breeding program. I had no idea why they may be tolerant or not. So,
thank you, Phil.
Thanks.